You would think so, but I feel like it's different every single time.
251 episodes, dude. 251.
Okay, let's be fair. This didn't happen every time.
Lately. It happened 235 times at least.
Yeah, but that's not every time.
All right.
Hello and welcome to Retro Gaming Revelry episode 251.
This is a podcast for two drunken fast talkers play retro games for your amusement. I'm fast talker number one. My
name's
Jared.
And I'm fast talker number two. My name is Earl. That was so fast. I was not expecting that. That is awesome,
It's Micro Machines.
Micro Machines. That's right. This week, Revelers, we are going to be playing Micro Machines 64 Turbo on the Nintendo 64.
And if you don't understand why we just talked really fast, then you're clearly...
Not old enough to
get it.
That was
only 90s kids will get it.
Yeah, that guy was awesome. The fast talking micro machines guy.
The fast talking micro machines commercial guy. He just talked so fast.
You know what? Like, I can hear his voice clearly in my head, and you can understand every single word that he always said. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, I do not know that guy's name. Like, I feel like I should.
Yeah.
But, like, it's not like there's credits on commercials, you know?
I'm curious if we looked it up and I read his name, if I'd be like, I've heard that name.
Well, maybe we'll do that as we're playing. But, so we're going to be playing some Micro Machines 64 Turbo.
Turbo.
This week should be fucking sweet.
Otherwise also known as Micro Machines V3. If you played it on PlayStation.
That seems like the lamest title I've ever heard.
Yeah.
V3.
Is this the third? I don't know. Is this the third Micro Machines game?
Yeah, because there was Micro Machines 2 Turbo or something like that. Mm. Or I don't know. Like, that sounds cool. Just add turbo to it and it sounds fucking sweet.
Well, it makes everything sound cooler if you add turbo to it.
Also, we're watching the demo right now and this game looks fucking awesome. God, Micro Machines are cool. Anyway, before we get to Micro Machines, how is it going this week, Jerick?
It's going good. So we are, back in person once again.
We're back now in person. Yeah. It's been a while since an episode came out.
Right.
I went on vacation. Yep. So,
Earl was gone and out of town.
And because of our every other week thing, it just worked out that it's been about a month since one's come out. But that's okay. Anyway, sorry.
Things are going good. Summer semester has started. I'm at an all-new clinical site.
Excellent.
It's not – I don't like it as much as my previous clinical site, but whatever. I mean –
It is
do what
it
you got to do. Yeah, at least summer semester is the shortest semester, so I won't be there as long.
Nice, nice.
But I mean, it's fine.
Are you doing regular classes now too, or is it just the
clinical? I have one class, but it's still online.
Oh, okay.
It sounds like in the fall semester we will be back on campus in person.
All right.
So the school has announced that vaccinated people no longer need to wear masks in buildings or social distance. But
it's really weird.
But I'm curious because I have submitted to the school that I am vaccinated and given them proof and everything. And I know there are at least a couple people in my class that are not vaccinated. So I'm curious, if they're still not vaccinated in the fall, do they have to wear masks and go sit in the corner away from the rest of us or something?
Well, theoretically, no. They're just going to be the ones who get fucking super sick. Like we have to trust the science.
Right.
You know? And the science, all the science says that we're fine if we're fully vaccinated, you know?
So, I mean, who knows? Maybe by fall, if the COVID vaccine gets official, approval, the school can mandate it.
Yeah. I mean, any business can.
Yeah.
You know? We might actually have to, as a theater... that the actors union might require that all audience members wear a mask if they're fully vaccinated. Well. So maybe we won't even have to ask for proof. We have to make people wear masks, which I feel like there's going to be some pushback there.
And who knows? We'll see what the world is like in 3 months.
Right.
Whatever.
Everything's changing so fast.
Yeah.
But
otherwise, school, clinical. X-raying folks.
Awesome.
Making that big cheddar
as
a stockbroker.
Oh yeah, Jurek fucking.
Well, not a broker. I don't
not
know.
Well, yeah.
Well, I guess AMC, I'm doing myself. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, nice.
It made me a lot of money.
Well done.
I wish I could go back and I would have invested more money into it than
well,
I did.
That's always the that's always the case though. But congratulations. Yeah, well, Drake's a big baller now. Big baller. Yeah. So, I'll be applying for a loan pretty soon from the Bank of Drake.
Yeah.
So. We'll see. I'm probably not going to get approved. But,
nope. Denied.
Okay. Okay.
How you doing, man?
I'm good. I'm good.
How was your trip?
It was great. I just, me and my partner, Kat, we went we flew into Seattle, and then we rented a camper van, and we went around the Olympic Peninsula, around Olympic National Park in Washington State, and it was awesome. Like, we went to the Ho Rainforest, H-O-H, the Ho Rainforest. It's like one of the only temperate rainforests. Tons of hoes. Lot of
rain and hoes.
Rain
man.
And hoes. No, there wasn't that many hoes. I mean, maybe there was. We, you know what we did see,
had
which
to
was weird?
Be at least three.
There's like at the Ho Rainforest, there's like two trails that are like the touristy trails. Which they're only like one is a mile long. Like, it's just a mile loop. Like, it's, you know, that's not a very long hike in the grand scheme of things. And then one is even shorter than that. It's like 0.8, but it's called the Hall of Mosses. And it's like, that's like, it's a interpretive trail. So they have signs that say like, oh, if you look in the woods here, you can see this is a nurse log and like things like that. I learned what a nurse log is, which is super cool. I won't explain it here, but if you want to know what a nurse log is, tweet me, Revelers.
Yeah.
Anyway, but what I experienced for the first time, and Kat knew about this, but I did not. Instagram boyfriends is a thing. And
yeah.
And it was in full effect. Where
they
like,
take pictures of their girlfriends who are influencers.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah. And there was like tons of these people, like these
yep.
girls who would just like, they would like walk a little bit and then they'd stop and they'd turn around and then their boyfriend
they'd
would
pose.
Be like psh, 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 with the phone and like take
God.
Pictures and then
those
like
poor guys.
Yeah. Like, it just was the weirdest phenomenon.
I've seen, it was on Reddit a long time ago. I saw a picture of, it's like a beach. And somebody was on the beach and just took a picture of like what he could see in front of him. And there was at least like 7 or 8 girls all in the water in bikinis posing in different ways. And their boyfriends all like in front of them taking pictures of them. It's just
yeah.
like, Jesus Christ.
I had no idea that was a thing. But
enjoy your fucking vacation and stop
yeah.
taking pictures of your stupid influencer Instagram model girlfriend.
And those were, we only encountered those on like the tourist trails. Like, we did a... There's another trail called the Ho River Trail, which is like, if you do the whole thing, it's not even a loop. It's just 17 and a half miles straight out into the wilderness. Mm. Like, okay. And then you got to come back. But we went 3 miles out to like this little waterfall in this little area. And then hiked 3 miles back, you know, out there, there was no influencers out there.
Nobody's going that far.
Yeah.
You'd think they would go to the waterfall.
You would think so, but,
that's where you get those good,
but you actually
got to
like, you actually got to hike there, you know, like there's
yeah.
mud all over the place and because it's a rainforest.
Okay. Yeah.
It's fucking muddy.
I know. I've always kind of wanted to go there. Well, I've wanted to go there for the last like year when I first saw pictures of it on Reddit. And
oh,
I was like, oh, cool.
Yeah, it's actually super cool. I highly recommend. We also, you know, we're on the coast, Pacific Northwest coast.
Did you see Bigfoot?
Did not see Bigfoot. Saw a lot of
unfortunate,
you know, Bigfoot stuff. Also did not see any sparkly vampires. I failed to realize before we went that is where Twilight takes place.
Sure
is in
has.
The Pacific Northwest, and they're like, there is a lot of Twilight tourist traps.
Oh,
up
God.
There. Yeah, I didn't.
So you did not see Robert Pattinson.
I didn't see Robert Pattinson, although he's Batman now. So,
he is Batman.
And he actually looks kind of badass.
And
Batman.
I hear, does not go down on women because heroes don't do that.
That's
did
correct.
Did you hear about that whole thing?
No, what?
Oh, so there's this, that on HBO, there's a cartoon, a Harley Quinn cartoon,
yeah.
and it's like very adult
okay.
theme. Like, she curses and stuff constantly. She's voiced by Kaley Cuoco.
Oh, okay.
And apparently one thing that got denied, shut down in it, in the writer's room, or like by producers, is they wanted a scene with Batman going down on Catwoman. And they said no, because heroes don't do that. Like,
wrong,
heroes absolutely
wrong,
do
wrong,
that.
Wrong. only heroes do that.
Yeah, like, come on, man.
Yep, yep. Well, that is
so it was like a huge thing on Twitter. Like, everybody was tweeting about it, like, just outrage and be like, what?
Oh, that is funny.
Batman wouldn't go down on a woman.
But yeah, vacation was great, and so that's what I've been up to.
Okay, cool, cool.
Yeah. But tell the revelers in Nigeria, have you played any video games since we last met?
Yeah, I've just been playing Mass Effect.
Nice.
I'm close to the I'm about
the first one?
Yeah, just the first one still. I'm about to hit like kind of the point of no return where the game lets you know, like, if you go through this mass relay
try
or whatever.
To spoil it,
no,
man.
I know.
Yeah.
It's essentially if you start this mission, you are playing through into the end of the game right
Can
now.
You explain?
So like your side quests, you can't finish them.
You can't
them.
Finish them. Okay, okay. Can you explain something to me? Well, something I haven't understood, because I'm playing the first one. Or mm-hmm. I haven't played it much in a while, but I've been gone and stuff. But so the Mass Effect is like the light speed travel, right?
Those
like,
are the mass relays.
Those are the mass relays. So in every single system, there's one of those giant ships. Is that what we're to understand?
Basically, one of the like the loading screen kind of
yeah,
is this,
yeah,
like,
where
big
they go
thing,
in the
and
thing,
you,
and they go,
and you, yeah, you go through, and it essentially.
So there must be one
the
of those.
Mass Effect in general. Like if you read your,
I never read any.
There,
of that
there's
stuff.
The information that
yeah,
tells
yeah,
you a lot
the,
of the lore
codex
and
the
codex that tells you all the history of the world and everything. The Mass Effect is essentially reducing something's mass, I think, to like zero, so it can just like. It just
slide through the universe.
Just, yeah, goes.
Okay. Okay. But
yes, there's a bunch of those
it's
built
like every
around.
Time you jump to a new system, you go through one of those ships.
Yeah.
But like, I thought there was only one at the Citadel or whatever. But
no.
So there's one everywhere.
They're everywhere, and that's okay. How humans
colonized.
Got in, no, that's how humans joined, kind of like this alien civilization
right.
That all these other aliens that have been. Working together on the Citadel for a long time.
And
humans are the new race to join them
because
they found a mass relay at the edge of our solar system.
Didn't they find one in Mars? Or
no, they
like...
found Prothean ruins on Mars that lead them to the mass relay on the outskirts
okay.
of our solar system.
Okay, okay.
And once they found that, it shot them out, and then they encountered the Turians, and you know they got into the whole First Contact War. And
oh. Gosh, I guess I don't know any of that lore.
There's a lot of lore to go with it.
I mean, it is a fun game. I'm enjoying it.
I thoroughly enjoy it.
Did
the
I tell you I had to
better,
turn it to easy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I couldn't do even normal mode. It's fucking hard.
Well, you were also, we found out, not playing the game properly.
What do you mean?
Well, you didn't know you had like powers and
I still haven't used a single weapon. I don't know. I guess I missed that. And like, they didn't teach me that.
They
I
absolutely
don't,
tell
no,
you
they
that,
didn't.
But.
Whatever.
But anyways, yes, Mass Effect. I'm thoroughly enjoying it. I love those games.
I know
and
you do. You
yeah,
got a sweatshirt.
Yeah. Well, it's tattered now.
Okay.
And
well, you
I
had
could,
a sweatshirt.
I wish I could find that exact same sweatshirt still, but they don't make it.
Yeah. Oh, shoot. Somebody must, right? No?
I've tried finding one for years.
It's like a. It's like Commander Shepard's.
Yeah. It's like it's the like elite armor.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah.
Cool.
So just
Mass
Effect.
Just
Mass
Effect.
I'm
okay.
almost
okay.
done, and then I'll probably move on to Mass Effect 2. Although now Super Mario Golf comes out shortly
in a week as from when we record this. So actually, the day this episode comes out.
So the next time
Mario
we record,
Golf.
We could both have been playing Mario Golf for like a week.
Yep, yep. I've already got it downloaded on my thing. I'm so fucking stoked.
Yeah.
Cool.
What have you been playing?
I've been playing more Smash as usual. Although
you were gone for a while, so
I
you didn't
was
play
gone
much.
For 10 days, and
didn't
I did not
Switch.
Bring the Switch. Yeah,
that's
the
good.
First time in since Animal Crossing came out that I haven't played every single day. Like, I still and since I got like I was mostly worried about my animals when I was gone, but
they're fine without you.
Yeah, they are fine without me. They were all mad at me, you know, for one conversation they were mad, and then they get over it real quick.
Okay.
So, but yeah, so I don't know. I haven't been playing much. Smash and Animal Crossing since I got back. I've been playing a lot of Cloud and Smash these days. I don't know why, just for fun.
Bold choice.
There was a direct since we last.
Yeah, well, I thought that would be kind of our discussion question,
okay.
So we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, yeah. Kazuya, though, from Tekken.
No one cares.
Smash. Well, I don't know. It's kind of cool, I guess.
Five
I don't
people
know.
Care.
Tech and rep. I'm going to count as a half person. So 5.5 people care. Anyway, yeah, so that's what I've been playing. I feel like there's something else, but I don't know. Oh, probably I not. Restarted playing Ace Attorney Chronicles,
no.
which I don't know. Those games are fun. It's like a novel or a virtual novel, and you have to. It's a case you have to solve, and you
right.
have to know how to do it. And I don't know. It's very fun. So I've been playing that a little bit too.
All right,
but
cool.
But anyway, this week, Drake, we are going to be playing Micro Machines 64 Turbo on the Nintendo 64. What do you think? Should we get to our three questions?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. So for those that don't know, what we do is Drake does a little research on the game, and he'll tell us about the game in a few minutes here. But I do a little digging of my own, and I've tried to come up with three questions I don't think he stumbled across in his research.
Yeah, I probably didn't, because I didn't find much information on this game.
I managed to find three questions.
All right.
So we'll see. Can I stump the researcher?
Wouldn't be the first time.
Here we go. Micro Machines 64 Turbo, question number one. The Micro Machines series actually has a modern-day successor. This game was released in 2014 for Windows, PS3, and Xbox 360. What is it called?
It's not affiliated with Micro Machines.
It's not a Micro Machines game, but it's the same exact mechanics of these games. It's tiny cars racing in the house.
Yeah, like
and
it's
made by the exact same company.
Codemasters?
Yep.
Is it tabletop racing?
It is not tabletop racing. It is. Do you want to make another guess?
I feel like I played a game. I want to say it's called Tabletop Racing. That was similar.
It's. I mean. Yeah.
But yeah, I guess I don't know.
It's called Toy Box Turbos.
Okay.
And it's made by.
I do not
know
that game.
Made
then.
By Codemasters. Features tiny cars racing in places in the house, and it has many of the same mechanics as the Micro Machines games. It's basically a sequel to the Micro Machines games without the Micro Machines license.
Okay.
So
yeah, there's a game I have on. I think I have it on my Xbox One. Called Tabletop Racing.
Okay,
maybe it's on
okay.
PS4 or something, but it's I mean, you're tiny cars driving
and
across.
And it's like this. It's like top-down.
No, yeah. That one's more, I would say, Mario Kart-ish view.
Okay. This one, apparently, Toy Box Turbos,
okay.
is just like the Micro Machines game. So, I don't know. I thought that was interesting that there's like a modern-day successor, and it basically is a sequel.
They just didn't have the license anymore.
Yeah. I mean,
is that even a license that exists?
I don't think so.
Do they still exist? I don't know.
I don't know either. But
I feel like they probably got rid of them because tiny cars are choking hazards.
Right, like too many kids just dying on little trucks.
Us kids growing up in the 90s, they were like, whatever, give these kids anything.
Yeah, I mean, and we're fine, you know?
We survived.
I mean, we only lost one man out of 10, you know? Yeah. So like
we did it. It's survival of the fittest, man.
That's right. That's right.
If you're eating cars, yeah. Maybe you don't deserve to keep going. I'm sorry if anybody out there actually like lost somebody to Micro Machines.
Oh, me too. okay, you are 0 for 1 here, Derek. Question number 2. The N64 only has 4 controller slots, but you can play this game with 8 players at the same time. How is this possible?
You 2 people per controller. Essentially, you have it's like auto gas, and one person uses the C buttons to control. One person uses the D-pad.
And do you know what they call it in this game?
Yeah.
I mean, you get the points, but this will be a bonus point one.
It was like. Yeah, I don't remember. Dual pad or
something. Yeah, close. It's called pad share.
Pad share.
And that's exactly what it is. You use the greatest
controller
of all time.
I know. I was curious if you... Can we play with 2 controllers, 4 player, and we both try to control... If we can do that, I want to do that in a race where we both try to control 2 vehicles at once.
I wonder if we can do that, actually. I bet we can. We should try and do it.
I want to try.
When
I read that, the first thing that popped in my head was, we need to try... Where we do 4 players with just 2 of us.
See, you took it a step farther than me. I was like, can we both just use 1 controller and both play?
Oh,
like,
both play,
and,
yeah.
Like, just see what it's like to hold 1 controller.
I went for it. I want to try to
control 2 cars. Yeah. Okay, here we go. So One for two here, Drew.
All
one
right.
For two. Question number three. In lieu of using split screen for multiplayer, the multiplayer races work a little differently than most racing games. How so?
Like, no idea.
So you can see, like, can we're see watching the demo here, and it's a they work a little differently. So you
Is
have no
just
idea.
Automatic rubber banding that it keeps you next to each other or something.
Nope. So the way it works is, at least with if you have four players or multi, you know, actual players, everyone sees the same track, and if one player leaves the screen, they are out.
What?
Yep. And so the last player alive gets a point.
So, like, even if you are going too fast,
or something, I think, or it's like, if you leave the back of the screen, but okay. I'm not sure. So,
so it,
I really
it basically tries to keep up with the person in first
in
place.
First place. And
because otherwise,
you,
that would suck if it's like, oh, we're going to penalize you for being way better than everybody else.
Right, right.
Something.
And then if you're in, if you're behind and you go off the screen, you're out.
Okay.
And then until the, there's one player standing, and then once everybody's out, it stops the race. Like, there's no finish. It just stops the race, and the player in first gets 1 point, and then you move on to the next race. And then I think you set, like, how many points you play to or whatever. So
interesting.
Yep. Okay, one for two this week. Or no,
well,
one for
three,
I mean,
but
this week, Drake. Not too shabby. Drake, would you like to tell the Revelers and I a little bit about Micro Machines 64 Turbo?
Yep, don't have much here. Micro Machines 64 Turbo, like I said, also known as Micro Machines V3, was released in 1999 on the N64. I believe it was initially on PlayStation in 97, and then it got ported. And it initially only released in, like, Europe.
Oh, really?
And then Midway got their hands on the license, or, like, got on the game and brought it to the U.S.
Ah, okay.
So it was developed by Codemasters, and initially it was published by Codemasters in Europe, and then Midway published it here in America.
And this was actually Codemasters' first game, I think.
Hmm. And they're still around today. They still make great racing games.
Do they?
Yep.
Do they make Cruisin' Blast, which is
they
coming out for the
do
Switch?
Not. Oh, okay. I do not believe.
I think Nintendo makes that game, but I'm not sure. I or some sort of affiliate of Nintendo.
Yeah, probably. So yeah, developed by Codemasters, published by Midway. I have no idea any individuals that worked on this game.
Okay.
So who knows?
Well,
but we can still listen to music and respect that music without knowing who made it.
We can indeed. Let's listen to it right now. It's actually kind of funky.
Yeah, whoever made it did a
fantastic job.
And it's great music. It's got some funk to it.
It's got, what did I say earlier? It's got a little stank.
Yeah,
on it.
A little stank on that funk.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's good. Earl said it's his new favorite music.
It's
and
my
he's
new
gonna,
favorite
he's
soundtrack.
He's just gonna put it on his Spotify and listen
you
to it every
it.
Day.
Actually, does Spotify have specific game soundtracks?
Some
I mean,
things,
probably like,
yes.
Like Final Fantasy VII or something, but not.
I've got some Final Fantasy. I think I one day listened to Chrono Trigger while I was doing some working out.
Oh, you know what? They do
out.
Have Chrono Trigger. I've also listened to that. I like to, sometimes when I'm working, I like to put on, you know, like 8-bit music or like, What is that genre called? I was
like
trying to
chiptunes.
Chiptunes. Jesus. I was trying to think of that the other day and it just like could not come up with it. Anyways,
good music.
Good music.
Yes. And I mean it's a racing game based on the popular miniature toy cars. You know, you race across kind of, yeah, real world
places
areas.
Places in the house, really.
Real
like
places in the house. There's wine glasses, you know, spilled. It's kind of a top-down view. It looks like it is going to be difficult to control, potentially.
Potentially.
Kind of RC Pro-Am-ish,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, I would say that's probably right. Have you ever, like, this apparently is the, like, basically one of two Micro Machines games that are beloved by fans because they're both very similar. And it's this one and the NES one because they both control like this. Very much like, yeah, RC Pro-Am, Super Off-Road, those kind of games.
Which I always struggle with.
Well, I guess I'm going to kick your ass then, Drake. Well, should we play this game?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. I think we better take a shot first, though.
That's obvious.
Indeed it is. And revelers, as you may or may not know, we encourage you to drink along with us. However, our only rules are you are of legal drinking age and not driving.
Yes, please.
So if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses.
Cilantro.
Woo. Ooh, boy. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. I have not done shots since the last time we recorded, and
well, isn't that like always the case?
Yeah it is. Yeah, I just had a birthday. I also had a birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Since we
you did too
actually.
I probably did since the last time
we recorded. Yeah, so
we're now a bunch of old fuckers.
I'm literally pretty much as old as you can get. I'm 38 now.
38. I'm 37.
We started this podcast when I was 31, I think, or no, 32 maybe.
No.
I think you were 31 and I was 32, I think, when we started. That same year I turned 33. But
are you sure?
Yeah. 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 We've been doing this podcast for way too long.
Yeah, I suppose, because let's see. We were doing it before I met Abby, and it'll be 5 years next month.
Was
for
that
me
2016?
And Abby. Yes.
Yeah. And we
were already doing the podcast.
Yep,
I mean, yeah, because she was 28 when I met her, and that means I was only 33.
But
32.
When we started, you were
31 probably then.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway,
Jesus
we've been doing this for a long time. But anyway, I'm 38 now.
Damn,
I'm about
you,
ready
Father
to die.
Time.
Yeah, I know. But no, it feels good. Feels good to be old now. You know, I don't know. No idea what the kids are doing. But
one player
it doesn't
stats.
Matter. Okay, what are we doing?
I don't know. Do we want to play a little bit of one player?
Let's
first,
just try. Maybe we try some one player. We each do a race or two.
Yeah,
and
just get the
get a
feel.
Feel
get
it.
The feel for the game.
Great.
Oh, look at these guys.
Player oh my
one.
God. Okay,
Spider,
here we go.
Jethro, Walter, Cherry, Dwayne.
Dwayne looks like a dummy.
Jade, Chen, Bonnie,
and load from
load controller
pack. Wait a minute. Can you load your own characters or something?
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, that's weird. Who are you going to choose? A lot of
I'm
good
gonna
characters.
Go with Dwayne.
Dwayne looks,
he looks like
a
fun guy.
He does. He's
gonna,
got cross
we're just,
eyes.
We're just going to stick with Dwayne.
His hair's all crazy.
I don't have a controller pack, so I'm not going to do any of that.
Nope.
Garbage. Okay. Challenge.
That's
time
what I should have seen if they had at
time
this game
trial single race.
In Seattle. Oh, well.
Head to head, we're just gonna go challenge.
Challenge, I
seems
think those
like
are.
That's what you it wants you to do first.
Oh,
we're
it is.
We're gonna
is
start
that
with beginners.
Okay, here we go.
We're just gonna go for it, man.
Turbo level three.
Turbo level four.
Oh my god.
Level five. I don't know what any of this means. We're gonna start midway.
It wanted you to start on turbo level three. So.
Yep.
We don't have a rumble pack
either.
Oh, actually, I have one somewhere. It's right in there. You want to put it in?
No.
I don't think it has batteries in it. Okay, so what's happening here?
I'm just pressing start, saying I'm ready to go.
All right.
I'm racing Chen, Jade, Spider, and somebody else.
Walter, I think. Oh, my God. Are you winning? Which one are you? Blue?
I'm blue.
Okay. Looks like you're doing great.
Yep.
There's, like, no music on this track.
Yeah, it's just, like, we just talked up the music, and now, like, I don't hear any music.
I don't either.
It's just...
It's just the
quiet
car sound effects.
Car sounds.
Interesting. You're in second place? Or no?
Yeah, I think so.
Is that what that means? No, so. It means you have one lap left.
One lap left, but I think I'm also in second place.
Like this guy.
Yeah,
right
it shows
in front
me.
Of
yeah, this guy right in front of me.
Oh,
is,
I see. It's
it shows
the
me over
on
the side there.
There
yeah.
yeah. Oh, you can do this, Drake. You can do this.
Damn it.
Oh, just kidding.
Second place.
Not too shabby for your first time, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at that guy. He's got pincers on the front
what
of his
the
car.
Fuck?
Wow.
Bonnie. Like,
oh, Bonnie did it. Okay, good job, Bonnie. All right, beginner.
Beginners.
2S. What does that say? I cannot tell what that says.
I don't know what any of this means. Here, you try.
All right, here we go. Let me show you how it's done here, Drake.
All right.
Do you
I think
use
you might
stick?
Be a tank now.
Oh, my God, I am a tank. Press start.
Hold
okay.
the phone. He's
hold
got a
the
cannon.
Phone. Okay, here we go.
Micro Machine
64.
Can you shoot people? I only know that A makes you go. I don't know if any other buttons do anything.
And
you still didn't start. Oh, you do have a cannon. Like, they're shooting at you, man.
I know, but I... Oh, it's Z. Okay.
Oh, and whoa, what the fuck is that?
Yep, I'm dead. Oh. Okay, don't just hold buttons.
Drove right off the edge there. You're driving right off the
edge
still.
Yeah, it's... I got to get used to the... Like, I pressed the direction I...
Are you driving across the periodic table?
Yeah. Way behind. Oh, my God. But why do I have this hammer?
I don't know. Are there power-ups? Did you pick that up? Crush them.
I don't know how.
Trigger. Z. I assume. I don't... Yeah,
I...
I don't know if there's penalty for going outside this, like...
There's, like, a course, but...
There is a course, but it doesn't seem to matter if you go outside of it.
No.
I don't know if it would eventually... Like, if you just tried to cut straight across, if it would, like, penalize
you
or something.
Oh, there's
There
oil.
Are definitely obstacles outside of the... There's more obstacles outside the course, but there were also some on the course. Yeah, see? okay, I'm just... It wouldn't let you back in.
I see.
If you cut
cheater.
Too much,
yeah.
Because you can cut a little bit.
You can cut a little bit, but I was a dirty cheater.
You whoa!
Oh,
now
I'm on turbo fire.
He's on fire.
I killed myself. This is the hardest game I've ever
it
played.
It is
in my
really
life.
Hard. Just like all those. I mean, you eventually get the hang of it. You know, RC Pro Am is super difficult too. But
yeah.
As you play it more and more, you kind of get the hang of the controls.
I didn't even finish. But to be fair, 3 out of 5 of us did not finish.
Okay.
2 computer players. All right,
now I have to
finish,
do this
so.
One again for you. Let's see if I can do it.
I
took second place in that first race I was in.
I was also just trying to figure out how to use the tank and shit. Also, how did I have that hammer?
I don't know.
I had a big hammer attached to my tank, but then it just went away. Oh, man. It's, like, really hard to, like... I guess Jurek's a master of fucking micro machines.
Okay, R, you kind of jump.
Oh, you jump with R? Can you drift?
I don't think so.
Oh, my God. How are you so good at fucking micro machines,
dude? I don't
know.
It's not that fucking hard, man.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it's a little difficult, but...
I don't know. Well... So there was a Nintendo Direct since
there
we
was
last
a Direct.
Met.
E3, you know, I mean, obviously it's virtual, but is going on.
I think it's over now, but.
Or it was going on, yeah.
Yeah. From what I understand, a pretty lackluster E3 overall.
Well, yeah.
What is this? Everybody was super excited about it. Elden Ring. What is this?
So it's a game that was initially announced a few years ago, and then we heard nothing about it. So it's made by the same company that makes Dark Souls.
Ah, okay.
It looks just like fucking Dark Souls.
It does.
But it's the story is... I won.
God damn it.
The story is... And it's that company working with George R.R. Martin.
Ah, okay.
So
okay.
Instead of, you know, finishing the books that he's been working on forever, now he's making fucking video games.
And that's for PlayStation or something?
I think it's for PlayStation
Xbox.
And Xbox, okay. I want to say. I guess I'm not 100% sure on that.
That seemed to be, like, the big thing.
And that was actually announced prior to E3. I mean... And now shown for kind of the first time.
Oh,
it was the week before E3 started the Summer of Games or something, hosted by like Jeff Keighley, who is the kind of guy behind like the Game Awards and stuff.
Ah, okay. Okay.
And that's as far as I know is separate from E3, but kicked off like a week before E3, and that's when they showed
Summer Game Fest.
Yeah, Summer Game Fest.
Okay,
so that's not E3.
Okay.
E3 started then, and they, but yeah, so Elden Ring is apparently a big deal. I don't care because I don't care about Dark Souls, and it looks just like fucking Dark Souls.
Was there any, before we get to Nintendo, because that's the only thing I watched, was there anything else that looked awesome to you?
So Xbox and Bethesda had a joint thing because Microsoft owns Bethesda now.
Right, right.
And they finally revealed, didn't show any gameplay because it's not coming out until next year, but they showed Starfield,
oh,
which is
right.
their next big game.
And that's like Skyrim or something.
I assume it's going to be Skyrim Fallout style, but in space, is what everyone assumes. But we have not seen gameplay or anything. But it still seemed pretty cool.
I suck at my questions.
You do.
Well, I can't tell where I'm going. It's too fast. Do you hold A the whole time?
Yeah. I don't think I ever let go of A.
I'm just tapping it. I'm off the fucking board.
I never fell off the table.
This is the worst game I've ever played.
All right, well, let's play some multiplayer, man.
Yeah, and then you're going to destroy me. I got a
shield.
Probably.
And then, yeah, I don't know. I mean, Xbox showed some other cool things, but I can't offhand think of any of them.
Okay.
I know some of them seem cool, and basically it was just like a lot of them will be coming to, like, Games Pass. So I'm just like, well, I can try all these games, and that's was kind of the coolest thing is I'll be able to just try everything and not pay for them. That's why Games Pass is awesome. Oh, it's just over, huh?
Yeah, I suck. I got fifth place. way in the back.
And I'll try again to save us.
Yeah.
Lives remaining, one.
All right, well, yeah. You're.
But
it's up
the
to
Nintendo
you,
Direct.
The Nintendo Direct, new 2D Metroid.
Yeah,
fucking
that
sweet.
Looks sweet.
Metroid Dread. I've already got it pre-ordered. I'm fucking stoked as fuck.
You know you don't have to pre-order games.
Yeah, then it's downloaded before... and they don't charge
like
you until a week
minutes
out.
Download. Well, I know, but
so I don't know. Like it doesn't matter.
I don't know. I just don't pre-order games.
Oh, I
anymore.
Do. I want to so that they're just
support
ready
that
to go.
Shit.
Oh, why?
Because then you buy a game and then it's broken day one, but you gave this company your money anyways.
Nintendo games are not broken on day one. I mean most of them. You know, I don't know. Can you name one that was?
No, I guess Nintendo's. Oh, I fell. Table.
Like, Nintendo
is usually pretty
very
good,
strict
but
quality control. And I feel like if it was going to be broken on day one, they would just say, actually, it's not going to come out until this day. You know, they would delay it.
I just don't see any point in pre-ordering games.
I don't know.
Anymore, at least digitally.
Oh. I don't know. I just like it so it's already downloaded on
I
my
used
thing,
to pre-order games when I had to buy physical copies.
Oh.
Yeah, but I never play a game like immediately anyways.
Well,
I'm in bed by 9 o'clock. I'm not playing a game at 11 o'clock at night when it finally unlocks.
Well, I am. See, look, this one's not so
easy,
is it?
Yeah, this level's fucking hard as shit.
Like, I feel like I keep sliding off. Like I'm hitting ice or something.
Milk.
Oh, milk, because we're on the kitchen table.
Oh, okay, yep.
Okay, so Jurek got fifth place, too. Okay.
Yep. Cool. That level's impossible.
but yeah, new 2D Metroid, fucking awesome. They showed some Breath of the Wild 2, or the sequel to Breath of the Wild.
Right, but that's not coming out until next year, and I would guess, like, fall of next year.
I actually might guess spring. I might guess March, right when Breath of the Wild came out, like when the Switch was
and
released.
All they said was 2022, so...
So who knows?
Could mean anything.
New
what
Smash
else?
Character, Kazuya from Tekken. Cruisin' Blast. I'm very excited about Cruisin' Blast. Love the Cruisin' games on 64. I guess Cruisin' Blast has been in the arcades now for a while, but this is the first time it's on console. So I don't know. I'm excited for a new Cruisin' game.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
Monkey Ball, man. Monkey Ball game put into one
Super
like,
Monkey
compilation.
Ball Mania.
That will be sweet.
I
because
think it's
I
actually only Monkey
Ball
1, 2, and 3.
But they showed a bunch of other ones,
they
too.
They did, but I think
at least from what I read, it made it sound like Monkey Ball 1, 2, and 3 are like remastered, and the rest, I think, are just maybe straight ports.
Oh, straight ports. Okay.
At least, but I guess I don't know for sure, but I know
got my money.
I think it sounded like Monkey Ball 1, 2, and 3 are remastered.
I remember when the GameCube came out and Super Monkey Ball was this weird game for GameCube,
and it
just
so
turned
fun.
Out to be the best fucking thing ever.
Like Monkey Target? Fuck, I can play that for hours.
Hours.
Monkey so bowling. I remember waking up one day at our place in St. Cloud, and it was like we had a party the night before. Wake up at 9 o'clock in the morning, and there's already like you. I don't know if you, it was like you and like Joey and Meester were down there just playing monkey bowling, and you had already been playing for like an hour and a half or something.
Like, just woke up at like 7:30 in the morning.
Started playing monkey fucking bowling.
Probably still drunk.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, good times, good times. Yeah, monkey bowling, fucking, I don't know, monkey, the new Super Monkey Ball is awesome, or old Super Monkey Ball is awesome, yeah. And that's what it is, you know, that's what the people want.
Yep.
Nobody wants a, like, let's reimagine Super Monkey Ball, fuck that, no, give me Monkey Ball 1 and 2.
I just want Monkey Ball.
Yeah. What else was there? Else? Oh, new WarioWare?
Oh, yeah, that WarioWare cool. would be sweet.
Like, I love WarioWare Wii, you know?
They're just
like,
so fun. The yeah. little micro games.
Micro games.
Because they're not just, even mini games.
Yeah, they're just micro games. They take 5 seconds.
It takes so little time.
Yeah. But this one, you can do them together. You can
yeah,
play.
That's interesting.
Like, together, yeah. Oh, new Super Mario Party, but it's like.
But it's
Super
it's
Mario
like,
Party Superstars or something it's called.
But it's old Mario
yeah,
Party.
Yeah, it's like, but only five boards
five,
from Mario Party 1,
I don't
1,
understand
2, and
what
3.
They're just like really half-assing Mario Party
they
these
really
days.
Are.
Like,
why couldn't this just be DLC
just
for the current
some,
Mario Party?
Yeah, put some effort into it and make a fucking real Mario Party game that
they
has.
Did.
Well, they did, but that also only had like four or five boards or something, didn't it?
No, the new one only has four boards,
yeah.
but just a month ago, too,
yeah.
they finally made it so you can play online
fucking a
together.
Year and a half too late.
Yeah, exactly. If they would have done
like,
it at
we
the
needed
start of the
that
pandemic,
all pandemic.
Yeah, yeah. But now nobody's going to play it because who cares? Just come over and play Mario
yeah,
Party.
Yeah, exactly.
With me, you know, like,
we can be in person again.
Yeah. I don't know. That one didn't leave. I was like, okay, whatever.
I didn't understand that. Yeah. I was like, yeah, I was not happy with that.
Yeah. My biggest takeaway was fucking 2D Metroid, though.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
2D Metroid looks sweet.
And they did, I believe they said, we're still working on Metroid Prime 4.
Yes, they mentioned that, because this is made by a different team.
Yeah, like, and this is, it's so weird. There's the Metroid Prime games, but then this is in the main Metroid series. Like, this is just Metroid. So there, it's Metroid 1. Or no, it's actually Metroid Zero Mission, Metroid 2 Samus Returns, Super Metroid, Metroid Fusion for Game Boy Advance, and then this one now is Metroid 5 or Metroid Dread, which was apparently supposed to come out 20 years ago, but
yeah.
What are we doing here on Micro Machines?
Let's try
multiplayer. Two players. Can you... Oh, we should have seen if we could do
it. I was trying to.
Oh, but it wouldn't let you?
Let me go back.
Is it because we don't have four controllers plugged in?
So multiplayer, it goes in, shows two, won't let me add more. But there was another thing called teams.
I don't know how to do it. I guess we can look.
I don't know if that's different. Let me just look at teams here real quick. We got multiplayer, and then we got teams. Four controllers are required.
Okay, here, I got the manual.
Okay, so I guess we cannot do what my plan was.
No,
seems
that's
like,
unfortunate.
With only two controllers.
So,
what if we only own two controllers, but we have four people here that want to play?
Yeah, like,
come on, man.
Let's see.
Release a patch
or
something.
Wait, party play, is that a thing?
Party play?
Party play.
No, there's one player, multiplayer, and teams.
Okay.
Oh, wait, party play.
Party play. Go to party
play.
It's
like secret.
Yeah, it's way up here. Okay, then you can go to pad share or something.
Knockout pad share.
That's where we do the, yes, let's do four players.
Well, let's play, should we just play regular multiplayer first?
Okay, yeah. Yes.
Let's play at least.
What are we looking at time-wise?
We're like 42.
42, okay.
We got time.
Okay, let's back out and go. We'll play some regular multiplayer.
Drive backwards. We'll play a little regular multiplayer first, and then we'll go over to some party play.
Would you like another beer, Drig?
No, I think I'm still good.
I'm going to have another one.
So, multiplayer here. Here we go. Two players. Okay, we get to pick our players. I'm going to be Spider because, I mean, look at him. He's just fucking cool.
He's like the Fonz. He's fucking...
Wears a leather jacket.
Spider is his name, too. I mean, if your name is Spider, you better be a fucking badass.
Damn right.
Oh, weird. Up is down.
Upsies, oh, no. Downsies?
I guess not. I guess I just think about things so differently. I don't know why. Like,
you're scrolling through, so down makes it go up because you're pushing that player person down.
Right, right. Okay. I had my whole world twisted upside down there for a second by Micro Machine 64. I'm going to be Jethro. He looks like a badass. He looks like a Rastafarian or something. He's got that Jamaican hat on.
Yep.
Okay. No controller pack. Okay. Are you prepared to lose?
No.
Because you should be.
Single race.
You should be scared
tournament.
Based on my single player race. Single race.
Yeah. You didn't finish a single race. Use weapons.
Fuck yeah.
Were there weapons this whole time? I mean, other than the tank?
I don't know. But we're going to use weapons.
Is that what we were doing wrong?
Should we try turbo level 5?
So is this like this, how fast you go or something?
I think so.
Let's just stick with 3 because that was almost unmanageable at times.
It was. I think we should go with, let's try
just
5.
Bump it up to 5. We're just going to start here on Pebble Dash.
Pebble Dash. Let's do it. Oh,
Spider,
it's just one-on-one.
Jethro.
Jethro versus Spider on the Pebble
so,
Dash.
Man, I don't really understand. So, if you get too far behind, or I get too far behind, it's just, what just happened? Okay, so now it's just
Jethro
over?
Jethro bonus! And
or,
then we start
oh,
over.
Oh, no, it's still just going. Now, this is stupid multiplayer.
It's a lot of stopping and starting here.
Oh, we're both off the track. It's over there in the pebbles.
Oh.
I didn't know where the race course even
I
fucking
didn't
went. And you weren't, you're like, I don't.
I have no idea what's going
this
on.
This is
I keep
so dumb. Okay. So there's a little meter on the side that once it gets filled up.
What meter? Oh.
So over here. So we're basically battling as I,
oh.
If I get, like right now you've got more than me. If you win one, if you lose
one
me
more.
One more time, then you win.
And I did it. Jethro is the fucking winner. The ultimate multiplayer fucking Micro Machines player right here.
Oh,
Jethro.
I did not see that coming.
30 points. Look at that. Wow. Okay. I'm retiring from Micro Machines. This is it for me. That was my one. That was my one game.
Nope. We're racing another course.
Okay, that seems right. Okay, I thought you set how many points. Like, I don't know. The thing I read did not explain it like that. Like, where you basically battle.
Destruction dirt box.
I could see how it could be really fun, but also really annoying with more players.
Yeah, yeah. I'm curious how this would how it
like
would
with
go.
Two, it's like
because so
it's a lot of stop
so basically
start.
We both start with 4. At 4, we're tied, and then as like if I lose Earl and. Or in this case, he lost me because I, like, neither of us really lost each other there. We both sucked.
Yep, well, okay. Yeah, this is
so
hard.
It goes back and forth on kind of like points, and then I fell off there, so he gets it.
And then
and
it just starts you right wherever you left off.
Yeah.
Oh, see, like, you, I don't know. It's hard to, you,
this
like,
game is fucking impossible to
like
control.
It might be better.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, I'm having a great time.
Oh, now you are. In single player, you hated this game.
Winner.
This game sucks. Fucking worst game I've ever played in my life.
Oh, my God. I love it. Yeah. I don't know. It's like you really need to have the courses memorized.
I know.
Like,
that
I
really
know.
Does seem to be the case.
I just this, happen to be pushing
the
direction
this game is fucking
impossible
to control.
Let's race one more course. Let's see what happens here.
All right.
Destruction Dirt Box. Is that the one we just did?
Yeah.
Cheesy Jumps. Calculator Risk.
Calculator Risk. We're doing Calculator Risk.
Yep. Here we go. This must be on a student's desk or something.
Yeah.
Okay. Spider versus Jethro. The ultimate match. This is for all the marbles.
we both okay, nobody got a point.
Okay. Oh,
Jesus Christ, you gotta cross the gap
on
cross
a
fucking
a ruler? God damn it.
I tried to
you
knock
tried
you
to
out
knock me off, but
and then stay on. Alright, fine, I'll just cross the fucking ruler.
Yes.
I thought we had to turn real sharp and go that way, it looked like for a second. Oh, Jesus.
I don't know what just happened. I like got lost in an envelope.
It's like you never play for longer than
2 seconds.
Yeah.
Yep. We're both
unless
dead.
You're both you both have it fucking God damn it. It keeps starting us off and we gotta make this fucking turn. We're just gonna be stuck here forever because we keep starting on the opposite side of this fucking bridge. Alright, there we fucking
we
made
did
it.
It.
Jesus Christ.
We both.
Oh god damn it, we're back here again.
Yes! I am the winner. Fucking Jethro, y'all.
God damn it.
Fuck.
Now what's about to happen? I'm going over a jump.
Okay, we're past the thing. What?
Yeah, it's like, a jump.
How did that work?
I don't know.
Wee wee. What? This
oh
game is
god.
So bonkers.
Oh my god.
This is the most bonkers thing I've ever seen.
It's just so like you can't see where the fuck you're going until it's too goddamn late.
Every review I read said this was like more fun than it had any right to be, and I don't see how that's the case.
I don't see how that's the case either. It's
I'm not
I mean
sure.
I could I don't winner.
Oh man, good job, Drake.
I guess
good job.
I don't know. Multiplayer is just, it's, you play for 10 seconds at a time, and somebody's going to fall off, unless you both have, or if
like
you're playing with four people,
no.
Unless you all have played this game so much.
Yeah, I don't know. Sure, like, we can barely control one
Let's
car.
Let's try it.
Okay.
We're going to do one race. I'm going to do, nope, not bypass, damn it.
Oh, what is bypass
I don't know.
Oh, weird. What are we doing?
Oh, I don't even know what this is doing.
Let's get out of here.
I can't.
I press start. You can't press
apparently
B.
Apparently, we just have to race each other.
All right. Well, here we go. Back
well,
to calculator
risk. It's not
going to
last very long, so.
Oh, this is the one. I'm just going to die.
Okay.
Or wait. Yeah. We can just quit.
Just quit. Okay.
There we go. Okay. No.
No. Okay. So we want. Don't go
yeah,
bypass.
I'm not press
okay.
Any
I'll
buttons.
Do this.
I don't know
we
how
got
you
one.
Do.
Game options. Party
play. Pad share.
All the way over to pad share.
This is going to be bonkers.
All right. So we've got four players playing.
This is totally,
two
though,
controllers
I will say
in.
That this utilizes.
Reds. Press start.
Is that you?
So I'm going to press start. So I'm the
blues,
reds. Blues press start. Your team blue.
Okay. So this is the greatest utilization of the N64 controller I've ever seen, though. Like, come on. Like, this is what the N64 controller was designed to do.
Was it?
Be played by two people at one time.
Or somebody with three hands.
Or, yeah. Remember when Kat saw this controller a few weeks ago on our last episode and was like, what am I looking at?
Yep.
And Jurek's like, okay, what you're going to need to do is grow a third arm. Let's play one we haven't played yet.
That's what I'm trying to calculate.
Baguette balance. Did we play that
well,
one?
Well, it's baguette.
Baguette? That?
You know, like the big loaf of bread.
No, I know.
Baguette.
A baguette.
It's like a baguette.
It's the only thing that's in people's grocery bags in movies.
I know. I always, whenever Abby is propping a show and she needs a grocery bag, I always say, well, don't you need like carrots and a baguette sticking out of it? How else are you supposed
but
to know
not
they
even
went.
Carrots, only the tops of
the
carrots.
The tops
of,
yeah. You need. Carrot greens and a baguette sticking right. out. How but else is somebody supposed to know it's a grocery bag?
When was the last time you bought carrots with the greens on top?
Not too long
ago. Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Like, I always just buy them in the bag.
Yeah, I usually like, do, too. I guess Abby bought some not too long ago.
Okay, what is this telling me here?
Left, right.
Brake. Brake is down.
Wait.
Okay.
How is left and right are up and down?
No. It's saying.
Yeah, it's like the controller split in half, though.
Oh, no, but
like,
I
are
think...
we supposed to be, because we're supposed to be holding it like this,
oh,
I
Jesus
feel like, to each other.
How, so we face, okay, so.
So you're supposed to be facing the other person, and I would be holding up with my left thumb and down with my right thumb, because that's going to make me go up and left and right. While the other person is supposed to also then be holding C up will go right and C down will go left because they're supposed
and then
to be.
C right is brake and,
so,
and right.
So instead of. Well, I guess that makes sense for two people holding it because I'm going to hold it from the side and the other person is also going to hold it from the side.
Okay.
But for the sake of us.
This is going to go. terribly.
And especially because it's opposite. So up on the D-pad goes left, but C up goes right.
What?
Because you would be holding it from the other side.
Oh, my God. All right, let's try this.
Let's just see what happens.
This is going to be a goddamn disaster.
We're not going to make it anywhere.
No.
Nobody's finishing this fucking race.
Wait, maybe we could change it there. Maybe that's what it was trying to let us do.
I don't know.
All right, hang on. Let's.
So you're. Bonus, I didn't touch a fucking button. I don't know which controller or which person goes which way either. I don't know which one is being controlled by which thing, you know?
Nope. Oh, my God. I'm literally the best.
I feel like I just need to focus on trying to control one of them, but that's not. Oh, bonus, because I stayed closest to the course or something?
Yeah, that's right. Yes!
This is
impossible.
This is bonus. All right.
Oh, I like literally crashed and exploded.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there. Okay, so I need. Oh no, I hit the wrong direction on both. I was like, okay, I need
completely
to go opposite.
Going the wrong way.
I need to go opposite on these and go this way. Oh, come on, I was right there.
I'm literally the best multiplayer player of Micro Machines of all time. I have no idea what's happening. Oh, okay.
Bonus.
Yep. God damn it,
Red. Team Red.
Okay, this is like impossible.
Hey, no, I made it under a chair.
No way.
And somehow that kept me alive, even though it's not the way you're supposed to go.
Ugh, I just fucking kamikaze'd right off the edge.
Okay, so left goes this way. Nope, not that one.
Oh, yeah.
Because you just happened to somehow stay on course. Nope, wrong direction on both of them. I know that I have to do opposites on each one. Oh,
no!
Like a baguette.
Baguette.
No. I'm
French. Look at me. I'm giving a cigarette
to a baby.
Fuck off. I'm dead. I fucked right off the edge of the course.
Robin Williams, rest in peace.
Rest in peace. R.I.P., bruh. Oh, my God.
We all died.
That was a I'm like dead. I've only got one guy.
Just neither of us touch a button. We both only have one guy now. I don't know which one it is though. Yeah, mine too.
Oh fuck!
I didn't know you had like a limited amount of lives.
Oh,
who's
yeah,
right there?
Blue's coming back, y'all.
Oh god, they're all back.
Now they're back. What's happening?
Bonus somehow.
What the fuck?
Nowhere near the fucking course, but. Nope, going the wrong way. Press the wrong button.
What? How did I explode there?
I don't know.
Okay.
This is nonsense.
Well, it might make more sense if we weren't trying to control two cars each.
I don't know.
Won it. Yeah, nobody's going to win this race.
I know. So, Revelers, I hope you're prepared for the next 3 hours as we try to finish this one race.
I fucked it up. Okay, this is it. Game point for Druid here.
All for the money. Two for the money. Two for the show. Time to get ready. Fucking go.
Okay, I cannot do that again. That was insane.
It's nonsense.
What time do we have?
We're done.
We're done. We need to pour some final shots for final thoughts. Oh, my God. That was... I never want to do that again.
Nope.
I kind of want to try it with actual four
people.
With
someone else, yeah.
But with two
with
people...
With eight people.
Yeah, with eight people.
All right, tune in next week as we have eight people on this podcast.
Yeah, right.
Shouting and fucking yelling all over the place.
I don't have enough microphones for that.
Well, we're going to have to double up on microphones
and
like we double up on controllers.
All right, that's fair. All right, well, it's time for final... Wait. Oh, just kidding.
Did we just end our show?
No, there we go. We got it. Okay, now it's time for final shots. For final thoughts, revelers, if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses.
Cilantro.
Woo! Okay.
Hot diggity dog.
All right, Trudic. Micro Machines 64 Turbo. How many milk spills out of 10 do you give this game? 10 out of 10.
Oh, man.
Best game I ever played in my life. I'm just kidding. Not giving it a 10 out of 10.
Okay.
I can see how it can be fun, but...
I mean, I could. And it's definitely one of those you know, all these kind of top-down racing games like this, you really got to get the hang of the controls.
Because I feel like once you do,
sometimes it doesn't work the way your brain thinks it should work or something. It's a really hard perspective for racing games.
Do you know there are 48 tracks in this game?
I only saw like 6.
I know. Like, there is a shitload of tracks. Hmm. Like, so we like barely scratched the surface with this game.
Okay.
But 48 tracks, like, I mean, that's some content there, you know? Like,
yeah, but I mean, imagine it. It's still all very similar.
It's all
similar.
The same, except for there was like the tank one. And
yeah.
There, we were in the demo. There was like boats and shit. Like,
there were boats.
I don't know.
We did not play any boats.
There's a dump truck. Maybe you can do some cool dumping.
Yeah, I don't know. But I guess I wasn't pressing trigger either on this last one. I don't. Or on
when
G,
I was pressing I trigger.
Was there anything?
It honks the horn.
Okay. So only sometimes are there weapons or something. I don't.
I also forgot that
fully
R
understand.
Is jump.
Yeah, but. How often does that really come into play?
I think that actually.
I guess
was
you can jump over some things. I don't
you can,
know.
Well, you could like jump to turn, like like you instead of drifting, you like jump and then you're facing another direction and then you just go that way. I don't know.
I don't know.
It's tough.
It's fine. I'm gonna give it 6.5.
6.5. I'm not even actually gonna give it that much. I'm giving it a 5.5.
Okay.
I don't know. It's fine. It's nothing great. I could see how it could be great. So maybe, I mean, 5.5
cool concept.
Seems low,
it looks
but.
Cool. Yeah, it's just, and like I said, it's largely the control scheme, which is just going to take time. I mean, yeah. I remember when I was a kid playing RC Pro-Am, literally every time I played it, the first 15 minutes are me just figuring out,
remembering how to
getting my brain rewired to control a game that way. And then by the end, I'm dominating.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it takes time.
Which we don't have on this
podcast.
Which
we just don't have. Right. But I mean, but at the same time, it also is just going to be repetitive. I could see it being, I don't know, mate. I really don't know how it would play with 4 people. In that multiplayer thing.
I think
thing.
It would just be stopping and starting every
it
2
could,
seconds.
Yeah, I don't know if it would go longer with 4 people. Because it's
think
just
so.
The 2 of us. Because at least then, it, like, I mean, there's going to be some people who are, you're just out right away. But it'll go longer and long. Maybe not.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I don't know.
The multiplayer is
weird.
A
little wonky.
I would prefer it just to be
split screen,
I think.
Everybody just controls their car and you do 3 laps or whatever it is, you know, like
whoever wins wins.
Yeah, yeah.
Like every other
like
fucking
a fucking
racing
game. I don't know. I guess they tried some stuff. You know, they experimented. Maybe not all of it was successful, but I do appreciate the attempt. Also, it's not terribly unfun. You know, like, I don't know. It's cool.
It's fine.
Yeah,
it's
fine. I'm still going to go 5.5. I think that's the lowest I've ever rated a game. But
that's definitely not.
No?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well.
I mean, maybe since our 10-point scale.
Well, since our 10-point scale is what I meant.
Yeah. Hard to say. I can't remember. What
I mean, I think I gave Donkey Kong Country 2 a solid 0.5 or 1.
Fucking dumbass.
Just kidding. I mean, I do like that game a lot, though. As it turns out, I still hate it, but I also
I hate this game,
it.
But I like this game a lot.
There was all sorts of rumors of a new Donkey Kong game, like a rhythm game, like Donkey Konga. Remember
I don't
that?
Want that?
But that never came to be. So I don't know. I love. There's a subreddit called Gaming Leaks and Rumors. But you gotta spell
always
rumors R U M O U R S.
Are they fucking British?
I don't know. Whoever made it
Canadian?
Is
Canadian,
Australian, maybe. But it's an amazing site. The rumors and the leaks that are on there are hilarious.
Do any of them ever come true?
Some of them do. A lot of them are like actual, you know,
they're actual rumors, not just somebody just pulling something out of their ass.
But a lot of them are like. Guess what, Braz? This guy on 4chan just said this, and I'm pretty sure it's totally true, and there's no source, but this is definitely happening.
Of course it is.
Anyway, Jurek, what did other people think about Micro Machines?
I found one review on Amazon. It is a 5-star review, but it kind of was written out. I don't know. Like, this guy is funny. or I got a kick out
what
of it.
What do we got?
So it's titled Best Multiplayer Fun in History.
Whoa. Yeah. I mean, that's a bold claim.
This was written in 2009. This was written in 2009.
Okay.
So Micro Machines is and will forever be the funnest racing game ever. From running off cliffs and into whoopee cushions, the laughs never stop. I've spent hours on this game in four-player battles with friends and never stopped laughing the entire time. Awesome game for an even awesomer price. A++++++. A must buy.
A must buy. Just curious, how much is it going for on Amazon right now?
Oh, that's a good question.
Oh, you're...
I mean, I looked at... I don't remember now. Oh, I did okay. Look... That's where I got that review from. Let's find out right
copy-pasted.
Here.
Oh, you copy pasted. I
screenshot.
Okay.
Let's see. Here we go. Only one left in stock. $13.99.
Okay. I bought it at a physical store for $14.99.
So right around there then. Yep. You did not get ripped off by any means.
The game store.
$13.99, $14.99, $15.83. It's all right around there.
I want to give a mad shout out to L's Music and Video Games in Seattle, Washington. That's where I got these. I got a bunch of games actually when I was on vacation. I wanted to go to a retro game store and I found this place and it was awesome. I showed Jurek this picture. I'll put it on our Twitter. They were using a copy of NBA Showdown 94 on Sega Genesis as a doorstop to open the front door. And I was like, these guys know what's up. And then when I got in there, there was like a little bin right when you walk in that says Genesis and SNES games, 99 cents each. And then like in small parentheses at the bottom, it was like sports games only. I was like, damn it. I was hoping for a gem in there, but I don't know. It was a cool place. They had a lot of good stuff and they seemed to know their shit, you know, like. So shout out to Ales Music and Video Games in Seattle, Washington.
Cool.
I would doubt any of them ever listen to this podcast, you never know. You never know.
N64 version game rankings has it at 73%, actually.
Is that what you seem shocked by?
Well,
that.
It's just higher than what we both gave
it. Oh, yeah. I mean, I can see how it can be fun.
Well, Nintendo Power only gave it a 4.6 out of 10.
Out of 10, okay. So that's even a point lower than I gave it. So.
Otherwise, lots of other things, you know. 80s, 7 out of 10, whatnot.
Okay.
So it's fine.
From what I understand, though, this is the second most beloved Micro Machines game.
Okay.
This one and then the NES one is like the most beloved one.
Okay.
Which that game is awesome. Although that's not even, I believe... Micro Machines on NES is not even a licensed NES game. It never got the Nintendo seal of approval.
Oh. We'll get to that game eventually, maybe.
We will. Do you have it?
No.
No, I don't either. I don't think.
I'm sure we can find it somewhere.
My good friend Stacy used to have it, but she doesn't anymore.
Okay.
So, anyway.
Our good friend Stacy.
My bad. Yep. Anyway, I think that's about it, though.
That is.
Jurek, if the Revelers wanted to tweet at you about Micro Machines 64 Turbo, could they do that?
Indeed. You can find me at Actorak, which is spelled AKTIRAK.
And you can find me on Twitter at Early_Matt, and Early is spelled EARLEY, slightly different than the traditional spelling. You can find our podcast on Twitter at Retro Revelry. Can they email us, Jurek?
You sure can. RetroGamingRevelry@gmail.com.
And please do tweet us, email us. We'd love to hear any discussion questions. That's what we would love, Revelers. Also, game suggestions, blah, 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 whatever you want to say to us. Like, we'd love you to also just say hi.
Yep.
But we would love discussion questions. So please send those in. Let's see. Give us a rating on your favorite podcast app or maybe just Apple Podcasts. It's hard
to say.
No one knows. You want to take us out, Jurek?
I sure do. So until next week, game on, Fast Talkers.
Yes, game on, Fast Talkers.
Never, Micro Machines. I guess really that fast talker should have been at the end there for I can't. I don't know how he talks. I don't know what the fuck he's saying. I can't talk fast. I mean, maybe I could if I practiced with a script and like I knew what I was supposed to say. But
I'm pretty sure he's reading it.
Yes, obviously. He's not just coming up with it on the fly.